Okay, today is Daf, Ayin Gimel. We are on Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, on the second to bottom line. Masiv Rav Avda, Ad Debar Avda, V'Omri La Kedi. Some say Rav Debar Avda said it, some said no one said it. It was said Kedi, without any name. Yachal Yehei B'no Shel Meshuach Melchama Meshamesh Tachtav. I would think that the son of a Meshuach Melchama has the right to take over his father's job, Kim Derech, Shibinosha Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Tachtav, just like the son of a Kohen Gadol takes over his father's job. If he's Roy, he's next in line. So I would think that a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, his son should be the same thing. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, no. Shivas Yamim Yalbi Shema Kohen Tachtav Mibanov Arsha Yavo Al Ola Moed. Meaning, the son takes over. Which son? Mi Sheroi Lavo El Ohel Moed. Only the one who is Roy to take over, to go into the Ohel Moed. Which means, the regular Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol Meshuach Melchama, there's no such din that the son has Kedima and gets the job. He doesn't Yarshin the job like everybody else. The Irisya, and if it's true that Rav Dimi said yesterday, that a Meshuach Melchama wears the 8 begadim like a regular Kohen Gadol, then Michzach Chazi. He's allowed to go into the Kosh Kedashim. What's stopping him? So why shouldn't his son take over? Amar of Nachem by Yitzchak, Hachi Kamar. Here's what he meant to say. Here's what he meant to say. Kol she'ikr mishichaso lo'ol moed. The one who his main job, his ikr reason why he's anointed, is to go into the ol moed. That's his main function. That the son takes over. Yotza zeh. Excluded from that is a Kohen Meshuach Melchama Sheker Meshichas Olo Melchama. His main reason is to get people to go to war, to announce them, to inspire them, whatever it is. That's a different story. That the son doesn't take over automatically. Okay. Meisei, 1 second. Meshuach Melchama, the Meshuach Melchama, whoever that Kohen Gadol is, Eino Meshamesh. He doesn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo ba'arba, kakohen hedyot, not with 4 begadim like a kohen hedyot. Lo b'shmona, kakohen gadol, not like 8 like a kohen gadol. Right? Now that, we think that this is a din in the Torah, right? What do you see from here? That he doesn't serve with 8 begadim, like Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi said he does. So you see here he doesn't, there's a bryce that says he doesn't. Amalei Abaya, what, Elazar, Mashmash, what is he, Azar? Well, he doesn't serve at all. What's with this person? So Ella, Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. The reason why he doesn't serve like a Kohen Gadol is because of jealousy. In the Chanami, he could serve like a Kohen Gadol. He really is a Kohen Gadol. It's 2 Kohen Gadols. The regular Kohen Gadol and him. But you can't have 2 Kohen Gadols. It'll cause strife. So the Chacham came along and said the Meshuach Melchama shall not do Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash like a Kohen Gadol. Why? We don't want to hurt the feelings of the Kohen Gadol. It's not a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. And also, Kohen Hedyot, he can't serve like a Kohen Hedyot. Why not? Mishamayelim B'Kodesh V'Lomo Ridin. Because once he's been elevated to a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, promotion. It's a promotion. You don't get downgraded to be back a regular Kohen. So he's in limbo. Minatori, he's not in limbo. Midrabbanan, we put him in limbo. Okay. Amalei Rav Avda bar, So listen to this. What if the Kohen Gadol says, "Belev Shalem, I don't mind this guy serves the Kohen Gadol. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm not going to be upset. I'll take a lie detector test. It won't bother me 1 iota. Let him serve. I'm not upset. I have no avatory. He's my brother. He's my brother-in-law. I have no ava whatsoever. Could he serve?" So Son of Yishonim, you know, busy. Maybe he could serve. If there's no Eva, let him serve. Okay. Amalei Rav Avda Rava LaRava. The high Tana Delesle Eva V'lo Kamashamesh. This Tana, the high Tana Delesle Eva, that he doesn't hold of this din of Eva, right? And V'lo Kamashamesh. And he still can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen Gadol. Ditanya. Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot. What are the differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? What are they? So the first one, Parkoy Mashiach, is off the list because that doesn't mean anything. Parkoy Mashiach, what it means is Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvos, the par that's brought when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. That's what it means. When the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, he has to bring a special carbon. When a Kohen Hedyot makes a mistake, he does not bring a special carbon. Only Kohen Gadol. Number one. Par Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur, he brings a special carbon. Only Kohen Gadol does that. Asiris HaEifa. Every day he brought a Minchas Chavitin. Lo Porea. He does not let his hair grow long. He does not let his hair grow long if he has if he's an Avelos. Everyone else has to, you know, cut your hair. Kohen Gadol doesn't have that halacha. V'lo Porim, he doesn't tear Kriya. The Kohen Gadol does not do that. Avol Porim hu l'mata, maybe he'll tear Kriya on the bottom of his begadim. Avol v'hedyot l'mayla, but a Kohen Hedyot will tear Kriya on the top of his begadim, like we all see. Ve'im etam l'krovav, a Kohen Gadol does not go to the funeral of one of his relatives. He does not become tamei for a relative. U'mitzuva ala basula, he's only allowed to marry a basula. U'muzer al almana, he's not allowed to marry an almana. U'machzir es harotzeach, he allows a rotzeach to go back home if someone is killed by a mistake. He's sitting in Ari Miklat, the Kohen Gadol dies, the guy goes home. None of this applies to a Kohen Hedyot. U'makriv onein, he can be makriv a carbon even when he's an onein. When he's an oval, maybe he can't. When he's an onein, he can. Ve'ena ochel, but he can't eat the kachin when he's an onein. Ve'ena cholek, he also can't divide up who gets the different parts of the karbanos, the edible part, the kachim. He's not busy with that. Venotel chelik barosh. Anytime he wants, he gets to any piece, any type of carbon he wants to eat. Umakav chelik barosh. He can do any avodah he wants at any time, for any reason. Right? None of this applies to a Kohen Hedyot. Umishamesh mishmona kelim. He wears 8 begadim, Kohen Gadol. Upater al tumas mikdashu kedashav. And there's no karbanos. Where is that Rashi? It's imharius. We learn out that a Kohen Gadol has no issue with tumas mikdash kedashav, meaning if he's tamei and he comes to the base of mikdash, he doesn't have to bring karbanos. Okay, I don't recall that, but okay. Mishkaga, fine. It's an exception. Imharius, it'll explain that. V'chol avodos Yom HaKippurim, einon kasheiros elabo. All avod of Yom Kippur, only him. Only him. V'kulon nehagos b'meruba b'begadim. Now, at some point in history, already in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden away. So there's no more Shemen HaMishcha. So what separates a Kohen Gadol from a Kohen Hedyot? He's not anointed. The answer is, the fact that he wears 8 begadim. He's still a Kohen Gadol. He's wearing 8 begadim. Right? So, v'kulon nohagos b'meruba b'begadim. All the things we just mentioned on the list apply to that Kohen Gadol, who doesn't have Shemen HaMishcha, he just has more begadim. Chutz, except for the following things. Mipar haba al kol ha-mitzvos, except for the, if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, that only applies if you have Shemen HaMishcha. Why? Rashi says, because the Moshiach ksiv bei, it says he's anointed. Right? Even though by a chavitin that he brings every day, it also says that he's Mashiach, and that's not on the list. Yes, yeah, so Rashi says, no, that's a different story. Right? Nami, Meru Begadim, Avol HaKohen Hedyot, fine. V'kula noheges b'mashuach sha'avar, and all this applies to somebody who was anointed once, but he's no longer anointed. He's not the Kohen Gadol anymore. Let's say the Kohen Gadol got sick. So someone has to take over. Who took over? Someone else. Now the Kohen Gadol is healthy again. So what happens to the Skan? The Skan, Gesundheit, has the status of a Kohen Gadol. Chutz mipar Yom HaKippurim, except for the fact that he can't be busy on Yom Kippur. V'asir is ha'efa, and asir is ha'efa. Doesn't bring a mincha every day. V'kulon en rohegas b'mashuach melchama. And none of this applies, this is what the whole Bryce is here for this line. None of this applies to a Kohen who's a Meshuach Mochama, chutz except for Mechamisha Dvar Memor Meparsha, except for 5 things that apply to a Kohen Meshuach Mochama, even though he's like a quasi kohen gadol. Which five things apply? Number one, lo poreya. He doesn't shave. He's not. He's allowed to shave when he's in avil and take a haircut. Lo poreim. He doesn't tear kriya. Lo matam lo krovav. He's not become tamei to his relatives. Mitzvah ala basula. He has to marry a basula also. Umuzer ala almana. And he has to be. And he only. He's not allowed to marry an almana. And there's two things in number five. 5a. Umachzer es harutzeach. And he also allows the Ritzach to return home. Kedivre Rabbi Yehuda. Chom omrim eno machzer. He doesn't allow Ritzach to come home. What do you see from all this? What do you see from here? What do you see from here? Right?
He doesn't say anything about the begadim.
Exactly. Doesn't say anything about the begadim. Right? By the way, more than that, it has nothing to do with Eva. Nothing to do with jealousy. Nothing to do with that. It's not the issue. So, ki lesle Eva bidikavose. Right. When is there no Eva? There's no Eva when the guy is just as good as you. When he's on the same level as you, there's no Eva. Is there Eva that Hashem created that is two Kohen Gadols? No Eva at all. Hashem said, I want you to be a Kohen Gadol, and he also is like a little bit of a Kohen Gadol. He can do the following things. So where's the Eva? There's no Eva. Ki bidizuta mine itzle. You know when there's Eva? When he's less than me, trying to be like me. Then there's Eva. What's this guy doing over here? There's only one, there's only me. Where does he come off? Think he's muscling me? That's Eva. That's the difference. So if he's roy to be a Kohen Gadol, the Torah says, no Eva. The Torah wants like that. So what can I do? The only time is Eva is below me. Then there's Eva.
What about the temporary Kohen Gadol?
What?
What about the temporary Kohen Gadol?
So those people were in limbo. Those people were in limbo. Because of Eva. Exactly, that's exactly the point. Exactly the point. So I was away for a week. I went on vacation for a week. So someone took over. Who was this guy thinking? Now he's a Kohen Gadol forever? Yeah, for 1 week I was away. He was a Kohen Gadol. I was sick.
So it doesn't answer that question.
No, so there's a Kohen Mashiach HaMelchama is designated. Exactly. So those people, they can't serve as Kohen Gadol.
Yeah. Kohen Mashiach HaMelchama is a separate type of Kohen.
Correct.
Temporary. I'm talking about the person takes over as a temporary.
Well,
Kohen is sick for a month.
Right. So someone took over.
Someone took over.
Who is this guy? Someone who took over, right?
Correct.
He's not. Now I'm back. The Kohen Gadol's back, healthy, strong.
Yeah.
Right. Now
this guy was wearing shorim begadim for a month.
Right. So we don't let him wear it anymore. Why? Eva.
Correct. What does he do?
Nothing. He sits around and
doesn't do anything.
Correct.
So you can have a whole bunch of
correct. That's right. That's right.
I went to halacha.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the care in Yom Kippur based on this here. What happened about the care? Let's say get sick.
Right.
And they bring somebody else to.
And then it comes back.
And the guy called, and the next day or the day before, they say, I feel good already. Are you allowed to tell the second guy?
Right.
He said, because of this, where you learn that actually the first one has the Kadima.
Right.
Unless the second one is so much better than the first one, that's the only time that you could possibly.
Correct.
This is not like baseball where once you pull them out, you can't put them back in.
No, you can.
I said you can't put it back in.
It also makes the assistant rabbi job difficult.
Correct. That's right. You have a lot of tension, right? But you don't have tension if Hashem said it. No tension like that, right?
That's why we don't have a
sister rabbi
issue.
Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo was sitting, and Rabbi Yochanan said this. And Rabbi Yochanan said this. This svart. So Adrini Rab Ami Rab Asi laapayu. They turned away to show that they don't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's statement. They turned away, like, what kind of statement is that? Igad Amri, others say, Rav Chia Bar Abba Amra, Rav Chia said it, Vahadrinu Rav Ami Rav Asi Lapayu. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi turned around to show that they don't agree with it. Maskevlor of Papa. So Bishlam Rabbi Avo, I understand that Rabbi Avo would turn around, right? Because Mishum the Yikra the Bey Kesar. Because he had a relationship with the Caesar, so like, people didn't want to start up with him. So I understand why he wouldn't say anything, because he doesn't want anybody to start up with him. Because he was in a relationship with the Caesar, he'd get in trouble, whatever. Why couldn't they just tell him? What are they afraid of him for? I understand they're afraid of Rabbi Avo, I understand. Why couldn't they tell him? By the way, Rabbi Yochanan never said that. So why do they have to turn away to show they don't agree? Kiyosa Ravin Omar Nishal Itmar. No. Nishal Idmar means, the issue was, Rashi says, The Mashiach, the Rashi says down at the bottom, Lav Mishamesh Behen Itmar. The question wasn't whether a Mashiach Muhammad can serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That wasn't the question. Elam Nishal Behen Itmar. The question was, can the Mashiach Muhammad, can you use his Choshen to ask the questions to the Urim V'Tumim? Nishal. That was the question. Shebegadim Shekoran Galam Mishamesh Behen, Mashiach Muhammad Nishal. They used to ask questions to the Urim V'Tumim. So can you ask questions to the Urim V'Tumim of the Mashiach Muhammad? No. Maybe he's wearing it as a status. By the way, in the whole list of things that we said that only Kohen Gadol could do, that wasn't on the list. Nishal, to ask the Urim V'Tumim advice. That wasn't on the list. So the question is, can you ask the Urim V'Tumim advice of the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad's Urim V'Tumim? What?
Didn't we establish it doesn't wear
the... No, we said he does.
He does?
Yeah.
No, who's saying that he does?
Everyone said that.
What?
Of course said
it. No, we said that he does. But in the bread was important before. The five things were not made to the Godin before.
Right. Tanya Nami Hachi. The Godim Shekohen Godol Shimesh Behen? Mashiach Muhammad Nishal Behen. The Mashiach Muhammad, the same halacha, you can ask the Mashiach Muhammad, his Urim V'Tumim also. Okay. Next. What am I up to? Tadar Rabbanan. Ketzad Sholin. How do you exactly ask the Urim V'Tumim? How'd that happen? So, Hashoel Panav Kilafi Nishal. The asker goes in front of the Kohen Gadol. Vanishal Panav Klape Shechina. The Kohen Gadol, the Nishal, he is facing the Shechina. Vahashol Omer, and the person asks him. These are real questions. These really happened. Erdov achre hagedur hazeh? Should I follow in the army? I think this is David HaMelech. Should I follow in the army? Should I go down that road? Yes, David asked Urim V'Tumim when he was fighting Amalek in Siklag. Erdov achre hagedur hazeh? Vanishal Omer, and the answer answered, Komar Hashem, Oli v'hatzliach. So said Hashem, you're going to be matzliach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, answer Chlomer, Komar Hashem. You don't have to say Komar Hashem. The Urim V'Tumim is answering, that is Hashem. Ella Ole v'hatzliach. Go up and be successful. In Sholin Bekol, you don't ask in a loud voice, Shenemar, v'sholo. Ask, like in a soft voice. But v'lo maharher, believable. You can't think the question, you have to actually say it. Shenemar, it says, v'sholo l'fnei Hashem. Ella, k'derech she'omra chana b'tfilasa. Like chana was davening. Shenemar, v'chana hi medaberes aliba. And Chana was speaking in her heart. She was very quiet. No one else could hear her. Right? And that's the point. The point is that when Chana's daven, when everyone davens, you don't daven, you don't think davening. You don't think it, you have to say the words. But you're davening, I don't have to hear you. I shouldn't even hear you. Who should hear you? Only Hashem. Same thing over here. When you ask the Urim, that's why Chana's brought down here. When you ask the Urim V'Tumim, you don't have to scream it out. And you don't have to think it. Say it as if the only person listening is the only person who has to listen, which is Hashem. Ein shol and shnei devarim ke'echad. You don't ask for two things at one time. Ve'im shol, and if you do that, ein machzirin ela echad. You're only going to get one answer. Ve'ein machzirin lo ela rishon. And the only answer you're going to get is going to be the first answer. Shemar, like it says, the David HaMelech asked in the, he was in the city of Ke'ila, and he wanted to know if he should go down to fight. Right? So he said, Hayis giruni ba'ale ke'ila? Should I be busy with the people of ke'ila? Hayeyred Shaul? Is Shaul going to go down? Vayomer Hashem yeyred. Hashem said, let him go down. So you see, he asked two questions. And the Urim only gave one answer. But we just said in the Gemara that you're going to get answered on the first question. And the Urim answered him on the second question. So the Gemara says, but
this is one of the writers, I think, that the Karmic had a Urim V'Tumim.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
He wasn't in the basement.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Okay, good. Shkoyach. V'amarta, emach zirin el rishon? We just said a second ago, you only get the answer on the first answer. Now, he answered him on the second answer. Yeah. David shal shalo k'seder. David asked the wrong way. David asked in the wrong order. He should have asked in the right order. Zovehech zir lo k'seder. Hashem answered him back in the order he should have asked. You hear that? Rashi says on top. He shouldn't have asked it like that. Should Shaul go down? That's why he asked. That's why Hashem answered him on the second question first, because it really should have been the first question.
It's against like the famous Rashi, you answer the first thing.
Right. Because it should have been first. Right? It's the etiquette. You should have asked it first. Ah, once he heard that I asked it in the wrong order, David changed it again. Shinemar, Hayas Giruni, Bali Ki'ila, Osi, Vis Anche Biajal, Vyom Hashem, Yaz Giru. Then Hashem answered him on the second question. And if you really need to hear both answers, Hashem will answer you both answers. Shinemar, like it says, Vayishal David Bashem, Lemor, Ha'erdov, Achre, Agdur Azeh, Vahasigunu, Vyomer, Lo, Redov, Kitasig, Tasig, Vahitzel, Hitzel. You're going to be saved. Vahafal P, Shekzeris, Navi, Choseris. Even though when a Navi says something, it doesn't have to happen, Rashi says, Kigon Shalyona ben Amitai, they gave a Navua, there's going to be destruction. It didn't happen. Gezeris, Umavatumim, Eno Choseris. That'll never go back. Shinema, like it says, Bamishpat Ha'urim. Fine. Lama, Nikra, Shimon, Urim v'tumim. Why is it called Urim v'tumim? What does that? What do those words mean? Urim shema'irin as divrayim. It lights up the words. Tumim shema'shlimin as divrayim. It completes the words. Meaning, it says what Hashem wants to happen. Vim tomar begivas binyamin. When they went to fight against Binyamin by Pilegesh begiva, b'demal lo hishlimu. Why didn't it happen? In the first 2 days of that battle, the Bnei Israel will lose him. Then on the third day, they won. So, Haim shlobichanu im lenatzeach im lehinatzach. Right? What? So Rashi says on the last wide line, Urmatum lo pirshalem mishnei yom rishonim. The Urmatum didn't say anything on the first 2 days. Alu v'tzlisu. Ela alav alu im lenatzeach alo lenatzeach. Ela alu alav. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, they didn't ask the first day. And the second day they got a quasi answer.
Uh-huh. So that's why they weren't successful. Ubachwana, but the third day, Shebichanu, when they inquired, Hiskimu, they will mask him. The Urmatum, Shinemar, Upinchas, Belazar, Belaran, Omeid, Lefne, Lefanov, Biyomim, Mahim, Lemor, Heesof, Od, Latzeis, Lomuchama, Im, Bnei, Binyamin, Achi, Im, Echtal, Fiyomar, Hashem, Olu, Kumacher, Etneno, Biyadecha. Okay. Okay, so I'm not 100% sure of the next line of the Gemara. Ketad Nasis. How does it work? The Urim V'Tumim. How does it work? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Boltos. Boltos means the letters light up. Right? The letters light up. Rish Lakish Omer, Mitzdarfos. What does that mean?
Boltos means it protrude.
Protrude. So they stick out.
Yeah.
And what does mitzdarfos mean?
Join. No?
Join.
What does that mean?
The words get together.
The words just like magically appear?
Yeah.
Is that what it means? I don't know what it means. I just don't know what the words mean.
Mitzdarf means to join, but I don't know visually how that looks.
Right. So, okay. So machlokas, whatever. Whatever it's worth, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Which is why all the kids know that the letters lit up, or protruded, or whatever, in some way, right? V'aloksev butzadi. There's no tzadik in the names of the...
The letters would move from there, and mistarfos.
And form a word.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to lighting up. Okay, fine. I never heard that. Yeah.
It lights up the letters, and that answers the question?
Yeah. Yeah, you know that famous story with Eli, when he saw Chana? When Eli saw Chana... And she was like davening to herself, which was very unusual for a woman to do that. So it lit up four letters. This is what Gross says. Four letters. And the letters were either Kishera or Kisara. And he thought it meant Shikora, which means drunk, right? So what?
He jumbled,
exactly. Now, according to Rish Lakish, that wouldn't have happened.
The great question was, why was he asking the Urim and Tumim on a late?
Right, exactly. It's not a national thing. V'aloksiv bei tadi, but there's...
Didn't we say the Kohen Gadol answers the guy who's... The Kohen Gadol answers the person asking?
The Urim V'Tumim answers.
Well,
Well, we said that we have a machlokes where he says that thus says Hashem.
Right.
Right. So somebody's saying it.
No, no, no. I think I'm not sure. I didn't look it up. I think it's a pasuk.
Right.
No, it says Achrei Agadud Hashal Omer Erdov Achrei Agadud Azeh. Right.
So he said something here.
By David Melech.
The city space explained that these are not conflicting. He said first when he said the Urim they light up, but they light up out of order, and then they move around
to make an order. No, my question is
if the person is facing Urim Vatum. And the Kohen Gadol is on the Kohen Gadol, right? And
the how do you even know what the answer is?
Right. What is the guy can see the answer?
Uh huh.
But it's out of order first.
No. So maybe. So I don't know. So Valokziv Bu Tzadik. There's no Tzadik in the names of the Shvatim. So the answer is Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak VYaakov Ksiv Yisham. The names of the Avos were also there. They were also on the Urim V'Tumim. Valoksiv Tess, there's no Tess either. In the Urim V'Tumim, there's no Tess. Was he right? Amar Vachar Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun Kisav Sham. The words, Shiftei Yeshurun, were also on the Urim V'Tumim. It turns out that if you do all the math, it comes out that every stone had exactly six letters. Every stone had six letters. That's how it comes out. Because Reuven is five letters. And there was an Aleph from Avraham. Shimon's five letters. There was a Beis from Avraham. Levi's three letters. The Reish Hey Mem from Avraham. And you do that the whole the way down. You're going to get to every stone had six letters. There's no name that has more than six letters. Every stone had six letters, including Shiftei Yeshurun. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun. It's all going to fit. Okay? Meisvei. Now one second. Kol Kohen Gadol, Kol Kohen She'eno Madaber Baruch HaKodesh, U'Shechina Shor Olav, any Kohen Gadol that has Baruch HaKodesh, but the Shechina is not sure on him, whatever that means, Ein Shol in Bo, he can't ask the Urim V'Tumim. Sharei Shol Tzadok, because Tzadok, who I guess had that, Shol also Lo, he asked and it was answered. Ev Yassar, but if Yassar didn't have that, Lo also Lo, didn't answer him. Shnemar it says, V'yal Ev Yassar Atom Kol Ha'am V'Gomer, right?
Eviyasa was the one those two psukim beforehand, he asked it to Eviyasa.
So it's a kasha. So it's a kasha, right? Meisvei, call Kol Shenu Dar Baruch Hakodesh Sharlov Ein Cholin. So Eviyasa, right? V'lo also lo. Why wasn't he answered? That's the question. Shenemar v'yal of lasa tomad kolam. And the answer is, siyu we have imisayaya ba'dayu, which means that the zechusim of the Kohen Gadol helped the answer. And it won't come on Ruach HaKodesh Bovad. Fine. Vein shol el melech, then we said, only a melech could ask, or some national need. Right, so why was Eli asking about some random woman? I don't know. Menaha, how do you know that?
Mental national
question. Right. We know that now. Now we know that was a fundamental question because he's one of the founders, he's one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. How did he know that?
I had that question for years. What was he asking about?
In other words, now, looking back, that was a fundamental question. It was a national question.
Changing the format of
the Mishnah. What? What do you mean? What did she say? It was a random woman. The guy walks into Shul, starts davening. Who is that? I don't know. Who is that person? No, we don't care. Amr Bevo, Damar Kwa, Bosnei Lazar, Kohen, Yamad, Vishalob, Mishpada Urim, Hu, Ze Melech, Vachalbane Sol, Asu, Ze Meshuch Mulchama, Vachal Eda, Ze Sanhedrin. For national reasons, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, the Sanhedrin. Okay. Hajjalach, Bala Kohen Gadol, Hajjalach, Bala Kohen Gadol, Hajjalach, Bala Kohen Gadol. Now we start the last parak of Parabatech's Yuma, which has quite a lot of Agadata, and also has a lot of the rules. Now we're going to get to the Halacha l'maisa parts of Yom Kippur, fasting, and all the other inuyim, and all things that we're familiar with. And Tosfos starts off and says, look at the top Tosfos. What is the order of this Masechta? The Masechta started off 7 days before Yom Kippur, we lock up the Kohen Gadol. Seder HaMasechta, Tchila Nakad Zayim Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippur, we started off with 7 days before Yom Kippur. V'hadar niknu lo Yom HaKippurim. Then we did the night of Yom Kippur. V'hadar nikat Seder Avodas Hayom. We spent the overwhelming majority of the Masechta on the Seder Hayom of Yom Kippur. Now we're done. V'hashtanakat Hilchas Hayom. Now we're talking Hilchas Halachas of Yom Kippur. L'inyan Isser V'heter. Regarding Isser V'heter. So this is one of the Yom is one of the Masechtas that's in chronological order. Right? Some Masechtas are like that. Pesachim's like that. We start off with the night before Bedikas Chametz, and you go through, and it ends with the Seder. So it's over here. We start with 7 days before, and we end with the Halachas of Yom Kippur. Very interesting. Right? Other Masechtas are like that too. Not that many others. I think, what? No, Masechtas Shavias is like that. It starts off with before the year, Shemitah year even begins, and it goes...
You have to think about how many of them need something to be done in chronological.
Correct. Shabbos, and also Shabbos is like that. It starts off with Erev Shabbos, except for the first Mishnah. Right. Starts off with Erev Shabbos things. Mincha, Erev Shabbos, and it goes through the whole Shabbos. Okay. Anyway, Yom HaKippurim, the day of Yom Kippur, Asur Ba'achila U'Bishtiyah. It's Asur to eat and to drink. Right? It's Asur to eat and to drink. Okay?
I had a whole debate about Listerine strips.
Correct. One second. Uber Rechitza. It's Asur to take a shower. You're not allowed to wash. Ubisicha. You're not allowed to anoint yourself. Bini'ilas a sandal. You're not allowed to wear shoes. Tasha Shamita. You're not allowed to be with your wife. Okay? Now, what about the fact that you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Kippur? It's not found in the Mishnah. So some say, I don't know if you're going to like this answer, because it says in the Torah you're not allowed to do malacha. Sure. What do we need a Mishnah for if the Torah says it? Which begs the question, do you ever have that? Where the Torah says something and the Mishnah says it also? Right? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to take a shower. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you're not allowed to be with your wife. It doesn't say that. It doesn't even say you're not allowed to eat. It just says, V'inisem es nashosechem. What does that mean? What do those words mean? It says the Mishnah means five things. What are malacha? The Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Kippur. The Torah says that. I don't need a Mishnah for that. That's a very interesting answer.
What? Describing what is
I understand. But there's also...
How do we know that shoes mean leather?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Now, you're not allowed to take a shower. However, v'amelech v'akala yirchatsu espineihem. A melech or a kala are allowed to wash their face. Now, what? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chayodin says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh for a kala, it's a melech, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh for a kala, because you're in shul all day anyway, so what's the difference what she looks like? It doesn't make a difference, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. It used to apply, just got married, she has to look her best. You're a very new couple. She has to look her best. Doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. Now, but the fact that the Torah, that the Mishnah gives an exception for two people, a melech and a kala. Now, can you wash your face in cold water? If you're allowed to wash your face in cold water, then the melech and the kala can wash in hot water. Because then they're no different than you anyway. So what does it mean that you can't wash? You can't shower. It's a machlokas. Some say it means you can't wash in hot water. But in cold water, you're allowed to. Comes along the Mishnah, and a melech and a kala even can use hot water. That's very interesting. Others say, no. You, minatora, you're not allowed to use any water. Midrabanan, you could use. Midrabanan, I'm sorry, you can't do anything. Midrabanan, a kala and a melech can use cold water. So it's a machlokas how you learn this. Okay. Hachaya, a woman who just had a baby. Tinol et a sandal, divi Rabbi Eliezer. A kala, someone who just had a baby, she can wear shoes. It's a health issue. The chachamim osrud. The chacham say, no, it's osur, she cannot wear shoes. Ha'ochel b'kosevet hagasa. If somebody eats, what's the shear of eating on Yom Kippur? It's not a kezias, it's a bigger shear. It's a kosevet hagasa, a good fat date. Kimoha, that's what it is. Vikigar inisa. With the pit. You don't eat pits, but that's the shear with the pit. V'hashose mole lugmav chayiv. And if you drink a mole lugmav, you are chayiv. Right? Then there's a machlokes. if drinking applies to water, believe it or not. Some wanted to say it doesn't apply to water because water does not satiate you. And we said, no, we don't hold like that really, even water. Kol ha'ochlin mitzdarfin likikoseves. All food combines to give you the requisite cheer. Okay, all food gives you combines to give you the requisite cheer. How much do you have to eat in order to be chayev in the shear? A koseves. How much time would it take you to eat a koseves? How much time do you have? If I eat a half a koseves today, in the morning, and half a koseves 8 hours later, I'm chayev? Kedech il's pras. Even though the shear for eating is not a kazayas, the time that you have is the same shear that applies to matzah and applies to everything else. It's the same shear of kedech il's pras, even though the shear is different, it's the same time. That shear, kedech il's pras, is based on kazayas, right? It's not a kazayas, but it's the same time frame. Fine. V'chol ha-mashkim mitzdar.
What do you mean that the shear is based
on? Kedech il's pras is based on a kazayas.
Meaning?
It's the shear that it takes, half a loaf, right? Of a kazayas, let's say.
The time it takes.
Right, which is, a few minutes. Which means if you eat something, and then you wait 3 hours, and you have another little something, the shear doesn't combine. You have a chatzi shear, which we're going to talk about in 2 minutes.
So they tell a pregnant, a woman...
Correct. They tell them, if you have to eat on Yom Kippur, eat smaller than the shear, wait 9 minutes. The most makel shear, for the Kedech HaSpas, is 9 minutes. So if you have to drink a little bit like this, wait 9 minutes, drink another little bit. That way you're pushing off, you're never going to be over a Doraisa. Because you're not eating in the requisite time. Which is Kedech HaSpas pras, even though the shear is different. Fine? Yes. V'chol ha-mashkin mitzdarfin l'malei lugmav. And all drinks combine to that. Ha'ochel v'ashosa ein mitzdarfin. But food and drink doesn't combine. Okay? Asked this a sefer called Tosas Yom HaKippurim, and he asks, why did the Mishnah have to tell me that all food combines? Isn't that obvious? Oh, what do I think? If I have potatoes and chicken on my plate, and I'm eating a little bit of... Why would it not combine? Why shouldn't it combine? Why not? I need a mission to tell me it combines? Isn't that obvious it combines? Right? His answer is that the Yom Kippur doesn't have anything to do with a shear of eating. We gave a shear of a koseves, but really it's about inui. So there's an argument to be made. I had a little bit of that. Come on, I'm not full. That didn't do anything for me. I didn't eat anything. I had a smattering of that and a smattering of that and a little bit of that. That combines. Come on, I didn't eat anything. No, it comes along. It does combine. That's what it does. It does. It's mitzarif. And there's another argument to be made that by drinks, right? Again, add a little bit of wine and a little bit of milk and a little bit of... What kind of drinking is that? That's a combine? The answer is yes, it combines. Okay. Now the Mishnah started off and said, the first three words, Yom HaKippurim Aser Ba'achila. Says the Mishnah, Aser? It's Aser to eat? Onish Karisu. It's much worse than Aser. It's Karis for that. Amar of Ab, of Il, of Itam, of Yirmiya, L'nitrucha El L'chatzishir. The key is, Chatzishir. The kicker is a chatzishir. Hanich leman d'amar chatzishir asim in a Torah. That makes sense if chatzishir is asim in a Torah. El leman d'amar chatzishir mutum in a Torah. Michael Neymar, the Itmar, chatzishir Rabbi Yochanan amar asim in a Torah. Rishlokish mukum in a Torah. Hanich le Rabbi Yochanan. El Rishlokish Michael Neymar. And the answer is mod Rishlokish asim in the Rabbanan. It's asim in the Rabbanan. So when it says in the Mishnah asir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it means it's asim in a Torah to eat less than the shear. And according to Rish Lakish, it's Asim Midrabanan, right? Ihachi lo nechayev alei carbon shvua. You shouldn't be chayev a shvua if you eat less than the shear. Alama tanan. Why do we learn shvua shalo ochal? Someone thinks that shvua not going to eat. V'ochal neveil so chayev v'shkatzur matzim chayev. Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Shimon Poter. V'avinan ba amai chayev mush over meratzinan hu. You're already mechuyif not to eat this treif from Har Sinai. So what kind of shavu was that? The shavu is a chal. You know, we're going to stop here for a second. We're going to stop here because it really, really continues. But before we stop, the Rishonim want to know, why over here, B'davka by Yom Kippur, is there a halacha of Chatzi Shir? All of a sudden by Yom Kippur, a halacha. Why does the Mishnah say, also to eat in Yom Kippur? Because it's also even to eat a Chatzi Shir. Why by Yom Kippur are you mentioning this to me?
Well, we're also mentioning Shabbos.
Where? One rare, random place. Why?
Comments.
What? No? I don't think the Gemara mentions it. The Gemara might not mention it. So, listen to this. According to Rish Lakish, who says it's only Asim HaDarabanan, the shear, the Chatzi shear, could be more than a Kezias. And it's still not a full shear. Right? Because the shear is bigger. So I can eat more than a Kezias, says Rish Lakish, he still didn't be over a Daraisa. It's a Darabanan. But even though you ate a kizayis, it's still not a shear. That's right. That's exactly the point. That's exactly why the Gemara highlights Chatzi Shear by Yom Kippur, according to Rish Lakish, to let you know that even though you ate a kizayis, it's still only a Chatzi Shear. And Min HaTorah, you didn't do anything wrong. Min HaRabbanan, you did.
But if the kizayis is not the shear, what's the big deal?
What? Because the shear everywhere else. All right. And we'll stop here. It's 7:00. We'll stop here. We'll be chanan and a kasha, and we'll be right back. We'll be back.